Get out and enjoy your yard. Outdoor Living Unlimited puts cool stuff in your yard. Patios, decks, pergolas, outdoor kitchens, screen rooms, even in-ground pools. You dream it, we design it together, then Outdoor Living Unlimited installs it for you. OutdoorLivingUnlimited.com.
This is Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
Hey, spring has sprung. Glad you're hanging out with us on the Experience Wisconsin show. What a great time of year. My daffodils are up, the tulips are up, the lawn is greening up. I got really green lawn now because of all that rain this weekend. Hope you escaped the really heavy weather that took place early in the week. Tornadoes, high winds, it was pretty dicey out there. It wasn't great for sure. But what that means is we're in store for a great Wisconsin spring. And that's going to lead into a fantastic summer. We're going to help you get it all planned out this afternoon. Later on, a discussion with the travel secretary, Ann Sayers. She is always amazing. And then we're going to talk to one of our good friends, Susan Kim from TMJ4. What's on her bucket list in Wisconsin? What are the best places she's already been in Wisconsin? It's a pretty interesting list. And straight ahead, it is the Wisconsin Historical Society, Old World Wisconsin. They've got a great season ahead, including a way to celebrate America's 250th right here in Wisconsin. It's Experience Wisconsin on WTMJ.
Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
Hey, welcome back. Hope you're having a great weekend. We appreciate you spending part of it with us here on Experience Wisconsin. Let's head to Old World, Wisconsin. Doug Rainey is the attractions director there, and he is with us. Hey, thanks so much for being here. Good to have you, Doug.
Thank you, John.
I love this place. It's special, and we're heading into the really best time of year out there. Let's start with a broad question. Tell me about Old World, Wisconsin, and what makes it special.
Well, I think Old World Wisconsin is just a one-of-a-kind living history experience. And, of course, everybody knows we're located in Eagle, Wisconsin, which is about 45 minutes southwest from Milwaukee. And, of course, we're part of the Wisconsin Historical Society and one of the 12 historic sites and museums that are located across the state. I think what makes Old World Wisconsin so special is its size and scope. We sit on 600 acres. And we're located in the beautiful Kettle Moraine State Forest. Visitors that come there can literally walk through history as they explore what it was like for early immigrants who settled here more than 100 years ago. I think this year, what really is exciting to me is our 50th anniversary.
Yeah.
And in that particular case, of course, we were a state bicentennial project. We opened on June 30th of 1976. And so we'll be celebrating our anniversary this year all season long with all kinds of great events and programs.
So the season kicks off on May 2nd. Then in the summer, it goes even bigger. What's new in 2026 during your anniversary year?
Yeah, I think one of the most exciting things for me is the opening of our new Welcome Center. We're opening a brand new Welcome Center. It's a new 10,000 square foot, $6 million facility. And it's just going to be wonderful. It's going to provide more services and updated facilities, a brand new guest service area, box office, a large gift store, and of course the expanded restroom facilities, which everybody likes. We also have the opportunity to provide more food and beverage this year. Clausing Cafe is reopened and after a complete renovation, and we're offering all kinds of Wisconsin goodies like cheese curds and mac and cheese and all that other kind of good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Whitnables Tavern also opened last year in May. It continues to remain open, and we serve our signature brews and specialty cocktails and, you know, just enjoy, you know, the tavern and the beer garden, especially at night.
Exactly. And you do fish fries, too.
We do. You know, last year we kind of tested a model for a new fish fry. And in this particular case, we're going to bring back Friday night fish fries on Fridays in May and September. The best thing is though, when we're open during the season, every Friday during regular hours is Friday fish fry.
The events are really what makes this so special. Let's run through some of them. I mentioned the date. Tell us about the spring opening.
You bet. That's May 2nd. It's going to be packed with special activities. We've got sheep shearing that weekend. The sheep get their first haircut. You get a chance to explore our wonderful trails and take a tram ride if you'd like. And you can also help us with some spring planting.
Mother's Day you guys celebrate as well.
Absolutely. On May 10th, we offer free admission to moms.
Hey, Decoration Day is kind of a cool throwback. It fits perfect with Old World Wisconsin. Tell us about Decoration Day.
You bet. So Decoration Day on May 30th and 31st is really a precursor to Memorial Day. and we have special morning and afternoon ceremonies, and the weekend will also feature a concert in the Pausing Barn.
That's fun, and you celebrate dads, too.
You bet. Not to be outdone, dads get in free on Father's Day on June 21st.
I love how you innovate there, and one of the new things this year is the Thirsty Beer Tour. Tell me about that.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are going to really like this. This is Old World Wisconsin's version of a brewery tour, where guests get a private tram tour with our brewmaster, and we stop at several beer and beer history-related stops across the site. And then, of course, they get to go and enjoy a crafted beer brew in our brew house. Of course, this is a 21-plus event.
You know, I love your approach to history there. Do you guys have workshops?
We sure do. We have a number of day-long workshops that are held on select dates and that really allow guests to step back into history and learn, you know, back-in-the-day skills. And classes this year are going to include spinning wool, brewing ale and lagers, blacksmithing, baking, and cooking.
You have a midsummer celebration when summer begins. And then tell me about the Independence Day weekend. This is cool.
You bet. This is probably the biggest weekend of the year for us. It's the July 3rd, 4th, and 5th weekend. And we're pulling out all the stops for one grand event to celebrate our 50th and America's 250th birthdays. We got special events and activities, performances by the Madison Brass Band, reading of the Declaration of Independence, a parade for guests, pie-eating contest, historic baseball, spelling bee, ice cream making, and, of course, the Old World Wisconsin 50th anniversary exhibit.
It's going to be a really special weekend. Going to be a great summer. For more information, go to oldworldwisconsin.org. Doug Rainey is the attractions director at Old World Wisconsin. Thank you so much, Doug.
Thank you so much, John. Have a great day.
All right, you too. Up next, Celebrity Spotlight with Susan Kim.
Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
What a weekend here in Wisconsin. Let's do a celebrity spotlight this week. How about Susan Kim, longtime anchor, reporter, journalist at TMJ4. She is with us. I love this. Hi, Susan.
Hi, John. Thanks so much for having me.
I know you love Wisconsin and your family does. I wanted to ask you a couple questions about that. Let's start with your beautiful family, and you have such a lovely family. Do you have favorite family places where you took the kids, where you guys like to hang out?
I have places that are memorable that we have gone to. I mean,
yeah.
I have three kids. They're all in their 20s now, so we did a lot of sports traveling. I don't know if any of your audience has been to Taliesin, kind of in the southwestern part of Wisconsin, the Frank Lloyd Wright, like, compound. I did a trip there one summer with them, and they were probably like 7, 9, and 11, that kind of age range. And it was amazing because we did that. We did Cave of the Mounds, which was nearby.
Oh, yeah.
And that is like you walk into the cave, and they have all these cool formations around you. And then there's this American Players Theater in Spring Green that's right near there, too. And so we saw a show at night. It's outside. You can have a picnic. They have food you can buy, or you can bring your own food and have a picnic there.
Oh.
And then we went to House on the Rock. So it's kind of like a little circle of attractions that you can do. And I didn't know what to expect. I just thought it was amazing. House on the Rock is a house on a rock, but it's huge. And it's kind of tunnel-y like. And, you know, there's one room after another. And it's this eclectic, weird, crazy, wild collection of just things. Like, there's rooms of dolls, and it's almost creepy, but it's so cool, and you're thinking, what's in this next room, and what was this, you know, how did this all come together?
I really love that. I know your husband.
Thanks.
I'm friends with your husband. He's a great guy.
Yes.
Favorite romantic getaways. Are there places that are special to you and Patrick?
You know, I could say things like, I mean, Door County is always great. We went to a place up in Egg Harbor with his family last year. Another thing we like to do, is to stay close to home. I'm sure everybody knows Okauchee Lake, right? That's Lake Country. So the Golden Mast is a longtime restaurant right on Okauchee, right? They recently built a bar across the lake that you can only get to by boat. Golden Mast will ferry you over on their boat to this little bar. Yeah. And so the bar is literally, I don't know, maybe 20 people can fit on it. And it's outside and it's attached to this little patch of land. I don't even want to call it an island because I don't know if it's an island. It's like this patch of land and it's like a tiki hut. So imagine the tiki hut in the Third Ward by the public market, right? Imagine that tiki hut on like a pier.
Fun.
you take a little boat from the Golden Mast, and then you get off, and you just kind of sit and hang out. You can sit outside, you can have a drink, or you can just, you know, enjoy the beautiful Wisconsin view. I mean, it's just kind of a fun little thing that doesn't require a yeah. lot of effort, and it's a quick little trip from Milwaukee or Waukesha, wherever people live.
I love that. That is so fun. All right, I just put that on my list. What about your list for places maybe you haven't been that you'd like to check out in our state?
Well, you know, I mentioned a lot of the places we visited had to do with sports. Mm-hmm. I'm sure a lot of families can relate to that. And so a lot of my places have to do with golf courses.
Yeah.
and I think we have some amazing, beautiful golf courses in Wisconsin, especially here in Milwaukee County. I mean, Milwaukee County Parks, their courses are really nice. There's Brown Deer. I think Gretzka is underrated. Gretzka is a beautiful county course. Mm-hmm. It's very playable for anybody, great for kids. But Century World is kind of like on my bucket list.
Oh, yeah.
I've done stories on Century World. Yeah, I've done stories on Century World. They hosted the Senior Open. They've hosted national junior girls championships there. They have this amazing flower hole. So I don't necessarily need to play it, but I would like to see it in person. And then my other thing is, you know, I have two kids go to Madison.
Yeah.
And the Glacial Drumlin Trail. I don't know if you've heard of that, but
oh, yeah.
it's kind of by my house from Waukesha, right? So apparently you can bike the Glacial Drumlin Trail all the way to Madison.
Wow.
Yeah. So it takes you off on streets here and there or whatever, but you can bike it. So my pie in the sky idea one day, you know, now that we're empty nesters, I was like, Patrick, we are going to bike to Madison on the Glacial Drumlin Trail.
That's a workout.
We're going to spend the night. We're going to have dinner with our son, you
wow.
know, hang out with him for a little bit because our son's a junior there.
Yeah.
And then we're going to bike back on Sunday.
You're going to sleep good that weekend.
He's like, yeah, tell me how that goes. But that is on my bucket list. I've been talking about it for an entire summer so far. So I will see, because it's probably about 60 miles.
Yeah, that's a
right?
ride.
And I'm not necessarily a regular biker, but I thought, you know, the Glacial Drumlin Trail, it's nice and flat.
Yeah.
It's mostly trail. There's some streets.
Take your time.
That is on my list. Yeah, take your time, you know, have lunch.
I love it. That is so fun. Check out Susan Kim on TMJ4. It's always fun to catch up. Such great ideas. Susan, thank you so much for hanging out with us.
You're welcome. John, thanks so much for having me.
Of course. You got it. I spent, what was it, about 12 years at Channel 4. Susan was there and was always super, super kind to me. Up next, the travel secretary, Ann Sayers.
Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
Each week on Wisconsin's Afternoon News, we talk to our amazing travel secretary, Ann Sayers. She's always fun. She's always informative. Here's this week's conversation with Julia Fellow, me, and Ann Sayers. You're sampling the best. Yes, she is our rock star travel secretary. She is Ann Sayers. Hello, Ann.
Hello, how are you?
Excellent. It's so good to have you on the show this afternoon. I love this topic, dining icons. We've got so many in Wisconsin, don't we?
So many. So many family-run restaurants that are serving up more than meals. It's a whole experience. I can't wait to talk about it with you.
Including, Anna, fourth-generation supper club in Rice Lake.
Yes, fourth generation. So you can make the trip to Rice Lake to discover this endearing legacy of a family-run supper club. It's called Layman's. Layman's Supper Club. It's an icon in the region. It was established in 1934 by Paul Layman and his sons. And today the legacy continues with the fourth generation now. Settle into the supper club for a quintessential dining experience. The lunch menu is appetizing salads, burgers, and sandwiches. And then during the dining hours, Layman's Supper Club specializes in a selection of steaks that are hand-cut, and then you can pair it with a baked potato, and my very favorite part, their signature cheese sauce.
Ooh, that sounds really good. That's yummy.
Really good. And then while you're in Rice Lake, you can extend your stay to be at the Courier's Lakeview Lodge. It's a year-round resort. It sits on a peaceful peninsula that juts into Rice Lake. And as the name implies, every room treats guests to a lake view, and it's full of warm cabin-like character.
And the next one is my favorite place. I'm not exaggerating. It's in the Kettle Moraine. It's the Fox and Hounds. This is such a special place, Anne.
It is so cool. So you have to travel to Washington County to discover a restaurant with roots that are more than 180 years old. It's called the Fox and Hounds Restaurant and Tavern. It's nestled into those rolling hills of the Northern Kettle Moraine. Like you said, John, it's so cool. The first clerk of Washington County built a one-room cabin there in 1845, and then the cabin was expanded through the decades, transformed into a hunting lodge, and eventually became this restaurant. So today, Fox and Hounds is defined by old-world ambiance, rustic charm, handcrafted detail. Each dining room is full of unique character and history. You're going to savor meals just as comfortable as the setting, entrees like specialty pastas, fish, seafood dishes, and popular daily specials. And then, I mean, you're right there. So you've got to add a stop to Holy Hill for sweeping views of the Washington County countryside. It's the neo-Romanesque church. It was built on the hilltop 100 years ago. And starting in May, that scenic tower will reopen for seasonal tours. It's 178 stairs, but once you're up there, it's a panoramic view of the beautiful forest around it.
John, I know you're really close with the owners. What's the family like?
Oh, they're fantastic. I mean, Ann, Julia, this is a family-run business. It's cool. They care more. Happy employees. It's a beautiful, special place for sure.
Oh, that's fantastic. I love to hear that. And Ann, there's fine dining and a family-owned establishment in De Pere.
Yeah, so Green Bay area is a restaurant that has stood the test of time. It's the Union Hotel and Restaurant. It was named in honor of then recently victorious Northern Army in the Civil War. It predates the Packers, survived through Prohibition, and persevered through the Great Depression. Pretty amazing. Today, it's operated by the fifth generation of the current owners. Located in De Pere, the Union Hotel is a fine dining destination steeped in those supper club traditions. The restaurant is an establishment that actually each December, they receive hundreds of thousands of calls.
Whoa.
trying to reserve one of the coveted tables for it's a popular caroling experience. So put that on your list.
Yeah.
Can you get us in there, Ann?
Yeah, Ann, you're connected.
Can you get me in there?
What are the dishes like at the Union?
Oh, they're so good. So there is baked Atlantic salmon served with a dill sauce or cremini mushroom ravioli. That's in a pesto cream sauce with caramelized apples. So much more. And then you're going to be right there so you can stay a night at the Lodge Kohler in Green Bay. It's just 100 yards from Lambeau Field. It's a hotel like no other. Relax after your meal in the sumptuous guest rooms or take in a treatment at their renowned spa and end your day sipping craft cocktails on the rooftop with views of Lambeau.
And you're always so much fun. Thanks for making time for us.
Thank you for having me.
I've said it before, and I'll say it again. She has the absolute coolest job. I mean, it's an amazing job. I want to be Ann Sayers someday. It's such a cool job. If you'd like more information on everything that Ann talked to, let's reiterate this again. The website is travelwisconsin.com. It's a great website, travelwisconsin.com. More information on this show, it's really easy. It's WTMJ.com. Enjoy the rest of your great Wisconsin weekend. We'll do it all again next week.
Want to watch all your favorite WTMJ shows? Check out the WTMJ YouTube channel. Live streams of all your favorite WTMJ shows. From Wisconsin's morning news to what's on tap. Subscribe to 620 WTMJ.